Eternus quia purus. Johann Nepomuk von Mitroski at the Chateau at Dolní Rožínka and his scientific passion for mineralogy and beyond. He was the grace of his friends, his enlightened spirit, his knowledge, his cosmopolitan thinking, his talent so far from average. This all deserves the respect of anyone able to appreciate such excellent qualities, undoubtedly so much more respectable if they originate in an aristocratic environment. From a letter by Johann Ferdinand Opitz after the death of J.N. Mitrovsky. Count Johann Nepomuk Mitrovsky, 1757-1799, the thinker and philanthropist of the Enlightenment, took some remarkable steps in the field of scientific research in Moravia, repeatedly highlighting the need for tolerance and humanity. His extensive interests included chemistry, geology, volcanology, medicine, history, philosophy, and botany. He devoted his time to the analysis of healing springs, pedagogy, and also the construction of landscape parks in which nature blended with humanistic ideals. He also possessed some remarkable collections, particularly of butterflies and minerals. Count Mitrovsky was greatly influenced and motivated by his travels around Italy, the countries of the Austrian monarchy, and Germany. While travelling in Italy, he also visited Naples in 1784 and took the opportunity to carefully study and describe the volcano Vesuvius in his Physikalische Briefe über den Vesuv und die Gegend von Neapel, Physical Letters on Mount Vesuvius and the Naples Area, 1785. However, Mitrovsky achieved his greatest renown in the field of minerals, and is rightly considered the founder of Moravian mineralogy. Unfortunately, however, his plan to write a large book on mineralogy, with the aim of unifying mineralogical terminology in Latin, German, French, and Czech, never came to fruition. The only outcome of this ambitious project, which has been preserved, is the manuscript of the first 224 pages of the introduction. In 1792, Count Mitrovsky completed his mineralogical cabinet at the Dolní Rožínka, formerly Unterrožínka, chateau, which he classified using the system developed by Abraham Gottlob Werner, the Goethe approach, which describes minerals based on outer characteristics rather than inner chemical analysis as applied by Ignaz von Born. His extensive mineralogical collection was purchased from him by Hugo Franz Altgrave Zeim Reifenscheid, who lived in the nearby chateau at Rajec nad Svitavou, formerly Rates. Count Mitrovsky was also the first to conduct a thorough analysis of the mineral springs of Moravia. Not only did he describe them, but he also carried out a chemical analysis and studied their use for curative purposes. His descriptions of Moravia's mineral springs were published in 1792 in the journal Sammlung Physikalische Aufsätze von Böhmen, Collection of Physical Essays from Bohemia. Mitrovsky's analysis of the healing waters of Luhachovice can be found, for example, in Dr. Kiesewetter's book from 1793 entitled Nachricht von dem Luhachovicer Wasser, Report on the Water of Luhachovice. As a member of the Brno Freemason Lodge, zu den wahren Vereinigten Freunden, at the Truly United Friends, Mitrovsky, like Ignaz von Boren in Prague and Vienna, pushed for the establishment of a scientific society. However, his efforts were not as successful as Born's, even though natural sciences, local history, and medical topics formed part of the lodge's practical activities from 1791, when Mitrovsky became the head of the lodge and advocated its reform. At that time, Count Canal de Malabela, the founder of the famous Canal Garden in Prague, was also an honorary member of the Brno Lodge, the private society of science and homeland studies in Moravia, supporting systematic naturalist work, was established at Mitrovsky's instigation after the dissolution of the Brno Freemasons in 1794, and thus eventually became a refuge and platform for many scientists previously involved in the Brno Lodge, and therefore a space in which the ideals of Freemasonry and science were promoted.